How's the program going?
Yeah, it's going well, man. It's the off season. You know, it's the end season for us. So up here working hard. You know, everybody's in here grinding, getting after it, and trying to prepare for a year ahead of us.
How's your off season been so far at this point? I've been playing dodgeball,
man. It's been good. Got to go back home, spend some time with the family, hang out down south, and get a little bit more of this weather that we have today. And now that we're back up here, you know, it's back to grind mode. You know, we're lifting and trying to get in top shape, you know, so when the spring rolls around and the football's rolling, we'll be ready to go.
We were talking to Ninko about this last week and about being able to kind of unplug from the game and mentally recharge and kind of get away a little bit. How tough is it to be able to walk that line between, you know, you want to stay engaged, you want to stay, you know, kind of stay on point with your training and conditioning and stuff like that, but getting away for a little while?
It's always good to get a break, you know, and for us, you know, being in the playoffs the last few years, our breaks are a little bit shorter than others. But, you know, when you take that time, you have to take it, you know, at least 3 or 4 weeks just to, you know, take time to yourself, visit your family, step away, because once you get back up here, it's, you know, it's 24/7. We're back on the clock. But, you know, once we're back up here, we're excited to be here, man, and excited about a new year and a fresh start. So, you know, some time off doesn't hurt anybody, but we know it's time to get back to work now that we're here.
How do you feel about the progress that you made as a player from this point last year until
now? I mean, just still grinding, man. I'm happy. I mean, some things went well for me, and, you know, the team, it worked out for me. But for, you know, the future and what's coming up, you just got to keep working, you know, because you can't just do it 1 year. You got to keep, you know, be consistent with your production. So we're just going to keep working hard, man, and keep following my teammates and challenging each other and trying to, you know, put each other in the best shape that we can be in.
You guys are really close in that locker room, and in the running back room in particular. What does it mean to lose a guy like Woody?
I talked to Woody, I'd say 3 or 4 times since he's left here, but, you know, you hate to see a guy go like that, but it was the best move for him. You know, it was him and his family, and, you know, we'll still stay in touch, and we can get across the country and see each other when we need to. But we got a group of guys that are working hard here, and some younger guys, and some guys that are hungry to play. So, I mean, we're excited about it. I mean, each year holds a new thing, and for us this year, you know, we lost a leader, but I think we're going to be okay, man. We're going to have to battle back and just work hard and stick together.
Have you set any personal goals for this upcoming season?
No, I hadn't right now, man. I'm just right now trying to get in the best shape of my life, man.
Stephen, the last time we saw you was when you left the game against the Ravens with your head injury. Has there been any lingering effects from that injury?
None at all, man. Just good sleep and trying to get back on the field. So I thank the Lord that I'm healthy and it brought me back. And all I can do now is just move forward from that. But it was a nice hit that I took and just got to shake it off. And, you know, it comes with the game.
Take you a while to shake that off and bounce back? Or
I mean, not really.
No.
Just got to keep moving, man.
It looked pretty bad, I'm saying.
It wasn't pretty at all. I'd have to say it was one of the worst ones that took in my life. But besides that, I mean, it comes with the game. You know, it's sometimes it's others and sometimes it's ourselves. But either way, you know, I love the game and I love football. And, I mean, it's going to happen sometimes. But you just got to roll with it. You know, adjust it. Make sure you're squared away with your doctor, squared away with your team, and I'll be out here this year ready to go.
What can a guy like LeGarrette Blount bring to the running back room and his team in general?
All kinds of stuff, man. You're looking at a guy that's 260 pounds, a powerful runner. You're looking at a guy that, you know, is coming in here to a stable of backs. And, you know, we just had lunch, just talked a little bit, and now we're excited about it. Like I said, it's new faces, it's new people in here, but, you know, the job's not going to be given to anybody. You got to work to get it. So, you know, with us four in there, I think all four of us can contribute, and that's what we're going to do.
Has anybody taken Woodhead's role as the leader in there? Does that kind of come naturally?
Man, I guess if you want to say that, but I mean, for us, we're just training right now, man. I mean, it's no football right now. We're just going drills, lifting weights, running, and conditioning. So, you know, wherever the role falls, it falls. But, you know, I think everybody just does their job, as Coach says, and everybody stays in good shape.
You're 2 years removed now from when you were a rookie, but all these rookies that are coming in today, tomorrow, you know, do you go up to any of them, kind of tell them about your experiences, kind of show them the ropes at all, and what do you do with the rookies?
I really hadn't had a chance to run into them, but I know it's an exciting time in their life right now. I mean, 2 years is going by pretty fast for me, and I can only imagine how excited they are. But, you know, for the rookies that are coming in, they have to come in and they got to work, man. And like we say here, it's all done through hard work and dedication. So these guys they brought in, they think they can contribute and help our team, and I'm sure they will do that. So I just advise them to go out there and be the players that they are and don't make it any harder than it is, and just do what you do best and what they brought you here to do, and that's to play football, man.
Do you know any of these guys personally or haven't played against them or with them in your past?
I don't know any of them personally, but hey, we got a long season ahead of us, and I'm sure I'll get to know them.
Looking back on it, how much did your head spin that first year from the time you get in to trying to learn everything just throughout the whole season as a rookie?
You know, it's a growing pain. You know, you got to get in here and learn what you have to do. But it's nothing that's impossible, man. You know, it's going to be coming fast and it's going to be coming at them. But, you know, you got to step up and you got to be the player that you are. And the coaches are going to prepare. You got a great coaching staff here and they'll get the information to them and they'll be A-okay. But, you know, I say don't take it too fast. Just take it one day at a time and they'll be okay. They'll be all right.